Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
Happy, happy holidays, Grow Squad. Hope you're doing good. Hope you're not spending all your money, though, as we move forward towards the Christmas season, the Christmas holiday. Hope you're in the spirit. Hope you're moving forward, but being wise, right, along the way. Hope that you're moving forward and you're feeling the joy in your heart, in your life, and most importantly, in your walk as you move forward every single day. Thank you so much for being a part of the Grow Squad. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for subscribing, for liking, for sharing. Thank you for being you. Listen, we are pushing full steam ahead toward the end of this calendar year. And I hope that you'll stay on fire as you're not only planning for the here and the now, but planning also for the future. Let's talk a little bit more about that. Let's pray as we get started. God, we thank you for today. Thank you for just your presence in our lives. Thank you for guiding us, leading us, showing us the way. We pray now that you would be with us as we tune in together. I pray that something will be of benefit to all of us as we seek to grow. In your name we pray. Amen. We are counting down the days to Christmas. I think we got about 7 days left. If I'm not mistaken, my math may be a little bit off, but we got just about a week left until Christmas. Some of you are spending time buying gifts, drinking eggnog, spending time with family, doing some things that are putting you in a position to really enjoy the Christmas season. And for those of you that may not subscribe to or believe in this whole Christmas hype, you too are probably spending time with family. You're enjoying time off. Get an opportunity to recalibrate, recharge, relax. Now, as you think about this time of year, and the last studies I checked, about 1 billion people travel during the holiday season from Thanksgiving all the way through till New Year's. People are traveling either by train, by car, by air. They're moving around. And it's funny because sometimes we think that people are moving around for the same reasons, right? Sometimes there are people who are just staying busy because the holiday season is not that great for them. So they're staying busy doing things to occupy their time. Going on trips solo by themselves. Maybe they, and we'll talk a little bit about this in our next episode about the holiday blues. But for now, we do know that for many of us, especially if it's your first Christmas with your family, your kids' first Christmas, and you're trying to relive and do all the things that you wish, right? And it's, you know, sometimes we give parents such a hard time. Because we think back on our childhood and we forget that parents were just getting by. In fact, if you're a parent, right? I don't care how many handbooks you get, how much counseling or instruction you receive. The best instruction is on the job. You don't know what you're doing until the rubber, much like your place of employment. You ever gone through training at your job? No, you sat through 3 days of training. Remember, I took a stab at delivering. This is another story for another time, but I'll give you a snippet right quick. I took a stab at being a holiday delivery driver for Amazon some years back. I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I went through training. I went through the little process where I sat with a driver for a day. And I'm not going to lie, I was a grown man. It felt fun. I'm riding along, and this dude is in the car, jumping out. Now, mind you, don't miss this part. He's jumping out to deliver packages. I'm not really jumping out with him. So I don't really feel the pain in my legs. I don't feel the pain in my back. I mean, I'm seeing what he's doing. He get back to the car. He's like, did you see what I did? Okay, boom, boom, boom. Take a picture, do all this. I'm like, cool. I got it. Psst, easy work. Until I got to an apartment building. And I had to deliver 17 packages on 4 different floors. And the packages were not in order because I didn't do my due diligence back at the depot. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? And my wife's going to laugh at me. But I think I worked there for a day and a half. Yeah, because you can talk junk all day long about people and what they do, what they can't do, why they didn't do this. But it's a whole different world. And you got to show up and do the same job that you criticize others about. Sometimes we say to ourselves, man, we missed out on this for Christmas and we didn't have this for Christmas. And you try to do your best to, I don't know, try to make up for it with your own family. And then you find yourself saying, you know what? What really means the most is not all this stuff. It's not spending money I don't have. It's not trying to impress by getting a bigger this or a big. I mean, I ain't no Debbie Downer. Whatever you want to do, do what you do. But the real joy in many cases is just something that sometimes we take for granted. And that's being alive, and that's having people to love on us back. Excuse me. Having people to enjoy the season with. And sometimes we take it for granted. Sometimes we don't realize what we have, unfortunately, until we no longer have it. But the holidays can be an awesome time. Think about all the people traveling, all the people buying stuff, all the people delivering hope. But I often think about the people who, in 1 year, and I'm going to start doing this again. I want my son to really.
Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
Grow up with the heart of a giver. One of the best times I've ever had during this season was when I got with my in-laws and we delivered care packages to the homeless 1 year. Man, that was an awesome, exciting time because I realized that it's the simple things. It's not really the big stuff that really matters. It's not the bow on the Mercedes, not the bow on the this, that, the other. We delivered toothbrushes, y'all. We delivered toiletries. We delivered socks. We delivered gloves. We delivered cans of soup. We delivered stuff that people were like, man, I'm glad y'all thought about this. I'm glad you all, amidst all of your fun, excitement, activities. I mean, last week, man, we were having a blast with my son and my wife and Ken. I never had a New York experience as a kid. Keep in mind, I got one kid. There were several kids in our house. It wasn't even a thought to take a whole busload of kids to New York. We couldn't afford that, right, growing up. That wasn't even, so I'm not comparing that. I'm saying for my kid, though, I want him to have, as I told you last episode, I want him to value experiences over stuff. Like, will we get him stuff? Yeah, sure. But I want him to realize and recognize that it's not about you. It's not your little bubble. It's not about your little circle. And we, hey, listen, we did everything from, I mean, hot chocolate at the plaza, trying to relive the Home Alone episode, right? To ice skating at Central Park. You name it, leave it to my wife, man. We're going to have a good time. She's the one that plans, that she's the real MVP. Shout out to Tracy Hamilton. She's the real MVP, right? But amidst all of that, it was humbling to walk by the Brooklyn Bridge and walk by certain places and to be able to give somebody something, hear me out, that they can't repay. Give somebody something that, hey, there's no IOU. There's no, I'm looking for you to give it back. No, they can't. They're unable to do that. So this year for the holidays, I want you to really, really, really get to a place where you begin to understand, I mean, whether it's building a snowman with your people, whether it's going on a winter hike, whatever it is. I mean, good. Listen, this season can be magical, right? We can't get worked up. We can't get caught up in all the stuff that kind of over-commercializes what the season is really all about. I'm encouraging you to get your family together and do something that your mind tells you you won't benefit from. But I promise you, there's a book that I read every single day that reminds me of the fact that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Get in the habit of not just opening your hand up to receive all the time. This is a great time to get into the habit of giving to others. And the more I give to others, in fact, I've been asking God to bless me, to increase my territory, if you please, not so that I can go splurge, but I want to be a blessing to more people. I want to give to more families. I want to help those that are in need more. I do what I can now. Absolutely, positively. I do what I am capable of doing right now, but I want to do more. I don't just want to do it during the holiday season, but this is a great time where people are in this spirit. Are you counting down the days till your stocking is stuffed with all kinds of things that again, it blows my mind. I think about my little one. I'm like, man, this guy's going to play with this stuff. I don't even give him a week no more. I give him 2 days. That may be stretching it as well. And he's on to something else. That's a part of it. I get it. But let me encourage you to find somebody, some family, someone to be a blessing to. I'm not saying you go broke. I'm not saying to take food off your table where you won't have anything for your own family. I'm not saying that. But by and large, we oftentimes, even if we don't have a lot, we have more than we need. And whatever you can give. It doesn't have to be money. In fact, I would encourage you, money is easy. There's no thought into that. I learned that from an old school person a long time ago that said, hey, you just give money. That's thoughtless. You put effort in when you go pick out socks, go pick out soap, go pick out some things to then go and be a blessing to people with. Find a college student, help them with their books for next semester. Didn't have to just be individuals in a certain category. People need help all across the board in different demographics, in different socioeconomic positions. They need help all across the board. So find a way to use this season to be a blessing. And I promise you, you'll be the better for it. I didn't mean to go this direction on this episode, but my heart just took me there. And I hope that you benefited from that which I shared. I hope that you move forward during this season and continue to enjoy, continue to live life, but most importantly, continue to be a blessing. Grow Squad, I believe in you. I appreciate you and hope that you will share this out as well. Don't forget to like, subscribe, let somebody know what's happening with the Eugene Hamilton podcast. Don't forget eugenehamilton.org is where you can find my new book. You've still got 7 days till Christmas. You can still buy somebody. In fact, do that. There may be a group of kids that at a shelter, at a preschool, who could use my book. Go buy my book, all right, and give them that gift this Christmas season. All right, you all continue to be great. Don't forget to go, grow, and glow every single day. That's my time. Be great. Peace.
Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you've got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.